Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two. I was thinking about giving a test to our parishioners, but I'm tired after this day and it's pretty warm, so I will kind of just preach. But I was very close to start asking good questions about this gospel. The first, and maybe I'll give you a pause, and then you'll probably know what the answer is on some of these. Some of them are trickier, but you know, who is Jesus talking about when we hear Mark write, Jesus summoned the 12? The apostles. The 12 apostles. Where it gets tricky is to realize and remember one of them died after he turned in Jesus, Judas Iscariot. So then eventually they had to choose another apostle, one of the apostles, the 12. His name was Matthias. And it was the 12 that built the church, the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Kind of the second thing to think about these apostles, the 12. Our bishop, Bishop Paul Serba, is in a line from these same 12. I don't know all their names. I don't know dozens of the names. But I know it's true that Bishop Serba was ordained by the bishop before him. That bishop was bishop before him. And from the beginning of the start of the church, it was the 12, the apostles, that put their hands on the next generation of apostles. Or now what we'd say, a bishop. An apostle, back in the language, had a few different definitions, like what we heard tonight. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them. Another word definition could be a mission. Or a work that they were called to do something from God to do it. Today we heard what they were called to do at this passage. One, they were called to just kick out unclean spirits. They drove out many demons. They anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. If we know more of the scriptures, if we just think in our own mind, yes, they taught, right? They taught. They healed. They were discerning and learning themselves as disciples from Jesus. And on and on and on from the 12. Now, what I want to preach tonight is a very, very important transition. And maybe we could say the apostles or the 12 is with the capital A, apostles. The 12 apostles. And the lowercase a, apostle, is you and me. Rule number one, it's not to be an apostle just if you're a priest or a sister or someone in like the religious life. I'm not in a different position than you. I'm in a different position, but not better or worse. God has called me to send me forward. And for me, it's kind of cool because this is my job. The apostle, Bishop Paul Serba, sent me to this mission, you. And I'll also have those other things that can happen. Like, Today I did that triathlon. I didn't know I was going to do this till 2 days ago. They asked me to pray at the start of the triathlon. And that was a very powerful thing as a job, as a mission, that I was sent to do that. So what are you sent to do? I think many of you have been and know this, you're called to be married. That's a mission that I don't have, right? You could have children, you could have a job. But what is the depth of what God is calling you to do? If you think about, remember Jonah in the Old Testament, that God called him to do something and he ran the opposite direction? I'll be honest, I've done the same. And I know each of you have too. That something may came in our hearts or been given by the Holy Spirit to speak to this person of these words, and I didn't say it. And then later I realize, oh, I should have said that to this person. Now, every one of us has missed that. But how do we grow to be apostles? To do a mission? Finally, at the very end of Mass, it's basically the same to tell you as a priest or a bishop or a deacon to go in peace. And back in the day, for those of you that remember before 1962, the last words in Mass were "Ita missa est," which means go, Mass is ended, go. Get in the world and do your job, do your witness. And we in English have four different ways we can say it, and they say basically the same thing, to say to you, and in my heart too. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord with your life. Meaning, go. Now, it is okay to have cookies and coffee and donuts on the way. And I'm not saying it right after the homily, so you have to stay for the rest of Mass. Right? That's why we're here. But another one is simply go in peace. Go. Go in peace. Go forth. The Mass is ended. What does that mean? Your job as an apostle is to do your job for God. And another one I absolutely love. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. The good news. Go. We don't sit here all the time. You need to go to the world. Especially now, knowing now that 25% of Catholics are not coming to church. I can do that in some ways, but not like you. As you have a lot more friends, co-workers, and family members. Go. Bring them back. Welcome and invite them. After this Mass and this week, that's your little project. How has God called you to be an apostle? How has He sent you? And go and do it.